William Morrow and Harper Audio present Inspired, Understanding Creativity, A Journey Through Art, Science, and the Soul, by Matt Richtel. Read by Jonathan Todd Ross. To My Family. Author's Note. This book posed a particular challenge for me. It has to do with pronouns. Authors typically make a choice about whether to write in the third person, they, or the first person, I, or the second person, you. I don't feel I have the luxury of the conventional options. That's because I'm writing about great creators and the scientists who research them, they, my own experience, I, and also about what this all means to the listener, you. I thought about pretending that I wasn't going to use all pronouns, just sort of try to slip one by you. But that just seemed like a good way to get fairly called out or lambasted on Twitter. So I'll just own it. Pronoun-wise, I bounce around a bit. I could try to justify this on the grounds that it is an example of creativity. Gross. Ultimately, my decision to use different pronouns reflects the fact that this book is journalistic, conversational, and personal. I'm telling you a story about a journey I took to discover how creativity works, visiting with some of the world's leading creators and thinkers about creativity. And much of what I found applies to all of us. So, humbly, I ask that you forgive the fact that I'm talking to you and about them, and occasionally myself. When this journey comes to the end, I hope the inconsistent pronouns will be the last thing about this book you, they, or I remember. Prologue. In the beginning, as the biblical story goes, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Pitch black, every place. Quiet, natural, desolate, but roiling with emerging life. Organisms competed to survive, innovative by their very nature, mutating new forms of cells, giving rise to more advanced combinations of traits, developing hearts and lungs, protective fur, powerful sight, claws, arms, and legs that eventually let them stand upright, one baby step after the next, until there was an actual baby step, by a human being. Still, there was darkness, at least at night, until, aha, a person discovered how to create fire. And it was good. Then others found inspirations, drawing pictures on the cave wall made visible in the firelight. The paintings stirred emotions, as did the songs people wrote and sang around the flame. The creations came naturally, spurred by deep primal urges as visceral as hunger, and they became more refined with craftsmanship. They were beautiful, ingenious, sometimes dangerous. Fire could rage out of control and a village or forest burn down, so other people eventually came up with buckets for water, and then fire hoses, and salves for burns, and antibiotics for healing. One creation built on the next. Little inspirations mixed with skill, becoming like magnets drawing other ideas. A virtuous cycle. Often with a curious twist. Many of the new creations posed new problems later known by a phrase that someone coined. Unintended consequences. Think of the combustion engine, which allowed us to travel farther and faster in cars, but had the unintended consequence of causing many people to die in road collisions. And, aha, a new idea. Seat belts. And they were good. Then the exhaust from the cars led to climate change, and a person came...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?